This is a continuation of a conversation with John Simonson, the president of WebStream Dynamics. Well, you know, it seems to me, just from our conversations and others, lots of millennials and really people of all ages are tending to buy more and more, just about everything online. It would seem to me to be a natural extension that they're going to buy floor coverings, furniture, and other bulky items. And I suspect that suppliers will adapt to that. Whatever they have to do to satisfy that market, they will do it, packaging and other things. Would you agree with that?
No, sorry. I think that, okay, give me another example. Several years ago, I need a new monitor, really busy, ordered the monitor online, got the new monitor, plugged it in, and there were red dots showing, meaning there's an error in the monitor, in the car, inside the monitor itself, not my graphics card. So I had to, they said, sure, we'll take it back and send it back. You got to pay shipping. Now I had to box it up, take the time, which I would have bought it if I had the time. I would have gone and bought it locally. But I had to box this up now. I had to go into town, and there's no UPS store. So I had to go to the, what is it called? Something like mailbox or something. And they helped me put it all together, put the labels on, send it back. I mean, it was a, you know, I wasted all this time. And I swore I would never buy a monitor online again, and I haven't. I'm like, I'll go buy it local, you know, and see it, touch it, and then bring it home and make sure it's working and everything else, rather than going through all that. So my point is that I think people also, when they do buy big things and they have problems, I think mentally in the back of your mind, you really want to go through this? I really would like to take, and I plan on doing it with several e-commerce websites, using my store review program. I want to get them on it where every customer that they sell flooring to, we get feedback. Let them grade from 0 to 10 and then leave feedback. I really would like to hear the feedback of those consumers. I think that's what's missing in e-commerce. They send it out and they, you know, they don't know. Were they wowed? Were they happy with this? Was the delivery great? You mean they don't know? You know, I have a sneaking suspicion you're going to find out a lot of people would probably say, you know, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I bet you're right.
You know, and so that's partially, and then, you know, there's so many things that compound that because of the weight. You know, you think, hey, this is going to be easy. I mean, just buying that bike, when I went to lift, I'm like, holy mackerel, move this out and get it out of the box. I had to cut open the whole box just to get it out, which is great. I'm not complaining, but it means a lot of work.
I would just love to have seen get it in the house.
Yeah, I had to take it from the porch. I had to cut open the box to get it out, to get it in the porch, to get it in the house. Box was so awkward. But the point is that now think of 40 curtains of hardwood or 30 curtains of hardwood and the manual labor, get it in and get it set up in a room and carry it all the way in and go through all that. That's a lot of work just to get it in the house, not alone install it and everything else, versus going to your local flooring store, picking out the flooring you want, knowing they're there to back it up. And they got an installer come out, they go out and do the measuring, they do all the work, they take all the hassle out of it for you.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, one thing I was thinking about for this conversation was BuildDirect. I've had people from BuildDirect on several times, and they basically made a business out of selling floor covering and other bulky items online. And they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Whatever it is, as long as within 30 days you have this and the, you know, in the box that it was shipped in and it's not damaged or anything like that, they will pick up the freight sending it back.
Well, BuildDirect is definitely way ahead of the curve. We'll say that.
Uh-huh.
But they are a software company. So I don't know about the warranty, but I would guess the warranty is not their warranty, but the manufacturer that's using BuildDirect to sell their flooring.
I don't know, but they also, they're a warehouse. They have warehouses around the country as well.
Exactly, right. But I would bet that it's, I don't know for sure, but I would think that's the manufacturer having to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Since Bill Direct's just the middleman that's taking care of the software and doing all the shipping and everything, unless something's changed, they're just warehousing software, and they do an excellent job on their software, don't get me wrong. They really do a great job, but same time, they're just, you know, supplying the connection to the consumer, but it's your inventory sitting in those warehouses, and, you know, you're probably liable for returns and everything else.
Well, I think the thing is, the long and the short of it is, if you're, like with your bicycle, like with your stationary bike, if you're a person who is considering buying floor coverings, you're going to want to know, okay, if this isn't just exactly the way I wanted, then what happens? And regardless of who is picking up the tab for a return, the customer is assured on the front end that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days. And that seems like what anybody selling anything online is going to have to deal with on the front end, whether it's floor coverings, furniture, any bulky item, or a book. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to take the fear out of it. I mean, Amazon has set the bar. When you order something from Amazon, you get the package, inside is a return slip. You don't like this, just slap the label on, stick it outside, and everything, and, you know, we'll have it picked up by USPS and brought back. I mean, they make it a no-hassle return.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen that with Walmart. You're seeing that. My wife just got some shirts for me from Land's End, and half the shirts didn't fit me anymore because I'm riding the bike. So we had to just put them back in the box. They had the label. Give the postman, you're done. So that type of reassurance makes it easy to buy online because you know that, hey, any issue, I don't like this, doesn't fit, whatever, I can return it. And it make it easy, order online, where you already got the slip inside, just let us know, put the slip on, let the postman pick it up, and you're done.
I gotcha. Now,
and that's what's got to be done with flooring.
In terms of flooring, obviously, that's something that they're going to have to cover. But the other one, as you mentioned early on, was the packaging. And the packaging is not meant for online shipping, obviously. That doesn't seem to be an insurmountable problem to do that. Maybe an expensive one, but not an insurmountable problem. Do you see players in this business shifting their package to be more online friendly?
Well, you haven't seen it yet. And several years ago, I wrote a blog about Amazon selling flooring online, and that the reason they weren't able to be as successful as they should have been was because of the packaging, that they were used to sending out small packages, UPS, whatever, and just send it out and no damage because you didn't have to worry about the small package, the way they packaged it, and you didn't have damage. Well, that wasn't true when it came to flooring. And I also faulted the manufacturer, and still do, that, hey, if you want to sell online, if you want to allow people like Amazon and others, Walmart or whoever, to sell your products online, then you better, one, educate the e-commerce people, and then, two, you better improve your packaging. Because you're just asking for trouble. If you don't, it's going to get damaged. And so the packaging has to be really good, knowing it's going to go LTL, get bounced around that pallet, and unless you package it correctly, you're going to have problems.
Yeah. So we can expect that in the future, I mean, as we said, millennials are buying everything, and so are older people, buying just about everything online, and I suspect more decisions are going to be made about buying floor coverings online. I suspect that we can be pretty much rest assured we're going to see changes in packaging as we go forward.
I'm not sure because again, I say, yeah, I mean, whole idea of getting out of price and selling value, which includes the packaging. You know, that bike I bought for $229, would have, you know, if you remove the packaging and the free shipping and everything, you pick it up directly from it, what is that bike? Could have been a $150 bike, $120 bike. Maybe I paid, you know, an extra $75. I don't know. But it was worth it to me because it met my needs, but also wasn't about price. It was about the quality and about the packaging and all those features that I wanted.
Yeah, about receiving it without it being in 55 pieces.
Yeah, I wasn't buying on price. I was buying on other things. And so often with flooring you see online, it's all about price. We have to get out of the price. We got to sell fashion. We got to make a statement about, you know, wow, this is the best technology ever. The floor is going to last a long time. I mean, look at the LVTs today, the WPCs and everything. You know, how often you see those online? Well, I mean, where, you know, the manufacturer promoting them in fashion and all those things helping drive the consumer to those products and then making sure that they're wowed with the products and that these products are meeting their needs and getting them to leave reviews online and all those things. You don't really see that the way you do other products.
I got you. Well, it'll be interesting to look and see what happens in this whole area going forward.
This will conclude a conversation with John Simonson, the president of Webstream Dynamics. We'll have John back this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.